Happy Monday, people.
Ain't nothing
Love
happy about
radio.
It.
What?
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
U-C-R.
One?
U-C-R.
Go.
We saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna tell. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Uncensored Radio. You know we're your guiltiest pleasure. We have an amazing show planned for you today. I think it might just, we might have to go to blows, me and Jeffrey. We've been arguing all weekend. I am Karen Ashley. Jeffrey Emmett is here with me. How are you, Jeffrey?
Well, you got me so crazy. Oh, shit. How's it going?
I'm so crazy right now. Jeffrey's so crazy right now.
Oh!
He is officially the biggest Beyonce hater in the nation. And I can't believe he's hating on her. I cannot believe it.
It's not even true, bitch. It's not even true
I
like that.
I want to get a bazooka and pop bust the cap
no,
in you. Just,
you,
just to scare you.
You're, no.
Yeah?
No, no, no.
Yeah, what?
Your
what?
Amoxicillin, mm-hmm. girl, is going to your fucking brain cells. Because.
Please.
No, no.
Get
if you look,
off,
half the people on Facebook were like, really? Really?
Haters.
And then we put it out there on the Uncensored page, and they were like,
mm-hmm.
it's. Sucked. It was horrible. It was boring. And it was. I was not impressed.
I don't even understand how it could have been boring. Like, everyone was kind of like, well, it should have been more Destiny's Child. And I'm like, they didn't ask Destiny's Child to do the halftime show. They asked
well,
Beyonce because she's got the hit. And she's the lead singer. And she was kind enough to share her eight-minute moment with the girls that she started the group. So, I thought it was nice that she brought them on the show. But let's
no.
be honest. Without
I
Beyonce,
do. I
there
agree.
Is no Destiny's Child. And I was so shocked. Like, the technology they used when she was dancing and there was, like, 1,000 Beyoncés dancing. I mean, it was like, she did a concert. Like, it looked so, like, the production value was so amazing.
No, the
she
sound
sang
was
live.
Horrible.
So, okay, so their mic wasn't on their background singers. I hate to say it, but Michelle and Kelly are background singers. And then they started doing Single Ladies. I was like, Single Ladies. I can't even
believe it. They weren't even in sync. And then Beyonce, which is brilliant. I have to say the bitch looks fabulous. I'm not going to take that away from her. She lost some motherfucking baby weight. She did look great. I thought she was skinnier now than I remember her ever being.
Ever. Right,
now,
ever.
You know, and I'm not going to, look, I was a huge Beyonce fan. Like when her first album came out, the single one, and then the one, or was it the same
you
one?
You didn't like got me going so crazy right now. She was,
well, the problem
is
when that
uh-oh.
Came out, like, I was out at the club so much and working and all. Like, it was just, it's overplayed. Like, I'm tired of it. Like, I don't want to fucking hear Madonna singing Material Girl either. Or Like a Prayer. I'm fucking over
but you
it.
Know what? I don't want to hear Madonna singing any new songs.
Well,
I don't
you mean either.
Whack ass new songs.
That fucking,
like,
and you know what? Last year, I hated her shit, too. I didn't fucking care for her ass. The only part of that fucking halftime show with Madonna I liked was when the bitch almost bit it.
You know what? I think you're just a performer hater. That's what I think.
No. It just was, I thought it was very lackluster. Because normally, like, it's good. I'd get in it. Even if I didn't care for the song, I'd be like, this bitch is working it. And I just was so like,
All of my industry friends... We're going bananas. Like,
why? Because she kept singing the same words over and over.
No.
But everyone's, yeah,
she's amazing.
Yeah. Bitch sounded tired.
She did Single Ladies. She did Charlie's Angels. She did Crazy Right Now. She did the one
and
song.
And why
the,
are you singing Charlie's Angels?
Because that was a huge hit.
Like, it sucked. I didn't like that either. Now, you know what? What would have made that amazing for me is if fucking Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu, and fucking Drew Barrymore popped out.
Oh, God. I need to come up there. Please. She had Kelly, Michelle, and they were like doing all their harmonies and shit.
Well, I mean, I did like that a little bit, but I'm like, they could have really done a little more Destiny's Child. Like, I thought that was kind of lame, too. I mean,
I thought it was amazing.
It just wasn't all that.
I just think that the production value, the choreography, the special effects they used, the girls jumping out of the floor, I mean, it was just a concert. Like, usually halftime shows, you know, I don't know. I was watching a bunch of them over the weekend because they were online or whatever, and they were, like, produced by Disney and crazy producers. I thought this was one of the best ones. I don't know anyone else who has the amount of records sold, the amount of hits. She's kind of the total package. Like, she's beautiful. She can dance. She can sing. And she puts on an amazing show. Like, I just couldn't think of anyone else who could have done that.
It would have been more entertaining to watch a speaker fall off and kill one of the football players.
But see, this is the thing. I think you're judging her because you're so over her songs because they've been played so much. I can't hate the girl because she's got hits that have been played like a million times.
No, you're not. Like, I just did not think it was good. You know, it's like when we went to that benefit in Syracuse, I ripped it apart. And every fucking performer.
Well, they weren't even lip-syncing correctly. This chick was actually singing. Like, she was dope. Like, I think the people who, like, the excuses I was hearing on why they didn't like it was either they were not into that kind of music, which if you're not into pop,
well, and
you know,
I am.
R&B,
I was just bored.
Or if you're not into, like, they were like, oh, we want Destiny's Child. And I was like, but it's not their moment. This girl is the one who's put them on the map. Like, she's gone above and beyond her group. I think it was great that they came out because it's been so long. But it's not about them. And I don't know. I mean, I just was like, I was blown away by it. And then I was looking at all the tweets and all the posts. And, like, singers, performers were like, oh, my God, Beyonce, shut it down. Oh, my God. Like, everyone who, you know, people were loving it. So, and I mean, obviously people were hating, too. There were some Jeffries out there.
There was a lot of Jeffries. Like, no. You know who I would have liked to fucking sing? Pink.
Who? But she doesn't have the hits, Jeffrey. She doesn't have the hits.
I don't get that bitch can trapeze it. I'm saying,
still,
like, no, it would have been more entertaining if the power went out there in this bitch's number.
If you were a country music lover, if you're a rock lover, if you love classical, everybody knows who Beyonce is. So the thing is they're going to get the person who's most commercially, I mean, it's like the draw. Like, if you're not into football, people who don't even watch football were watching the Super Bowl for Beyonce. Like, they were like, Beyonce Bowl. Like, it was like, there's a million people who just aren't into football, and they watch for the national anthem, and they watch for the halftime show, and the commercial. Like, it's like the entertainment in between the Super Bowl. And I felt like she did a great job. I mean, Madonna was okay, and then the year before was the Black Eyed Peas. I just was like, what? Beyonce was deserving. I thought it was her time. She announced her tour. Today, she announced that, you know, Destiny's Child putting out a new song. Like, it's all great marketing for me.
Oh, no, I think, I'm not saying it's not ingenious marketing, but no.
You aren't feeling it.
No,
we must agree to disagree, because I am just blown away. I was like, even Katrina Johnson. Okay, Friday on the show, Katrina was hating on Beyonce. I think it came out of her mouth, I hate Beyonce. Like, I think that was something that actually came out of her mouth. And I get a text message at 5:25 last night. Fine, Beyonce did a great job, and she looked gorgeous. Because she was like, we were going at it on Friday, because I was like, I think she's going to bring it. I think she's like, I hate her. Oh, I hate her. Oh, she's overrated.
See, I don't hate her. I'm just over it. Like, give me something good again. Like, give me to the left. How about we do to the right? Because, no.
But that wasn't the hugest hit. Like, she did the songs that, like, broke records. Like, she did her greatest hits. You know, and then someone else was like, Well, she didn't do any new songs. And I'm like, do we even want to hear a new song? Like, she's got to sell me on the new song before she performs it at halftime. She's got 8 minutes. She better get it in. She better booty shake. She better, like, get it popping. And she did. Like, she was, oh, man, she was dope. I want to grow up to be Beyonce when I grow up.
No.
I want a weave. I want that outfit.
I mean, I would
money.
Like her money.
I want the paycheck.
Look at the idea of it. Like, I mean, I didn't think she was going to be bad. And I don't think she was bad. I just, it was very lackluster for me. Like, it did not move me or want me to get up out of my seat. And then I loved, everybody's like, Madonna was so much better. And then I just want to ask them if they fucking smoked crack before the
Madonna
Super Bowl
didn't even
last year.
Live. Right.
She was just horrible. I mean, there was nothing good. And then they
yeah.
fucking, what was that song? Because you and I both hated it.
Nicki Minaj came out, and that she lost me. Her and that other chick. The other chick, like, hold her crotch or something, like, do something inappropriate.
Well,
I
think she gave the finger. But my thing was,
yeah,
was like,
she gave the finger.
That song, her new, whatever that new song was she had out then, was like,
horrible.
Great. Like, all of her new shit is horrible. It sounds
yeah.
like. I don't even know, it like a little kid song. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It sounded like a little kid song. We're like, what the fuck?
She needs to get back to like Holiday. Like those songs are like a virgin. Like that's what the Madonna we fucking like. Which,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, I do like old school Madonna, but at the same time,
I
can't stand the way she sings anymore.
Like she needs to do that song.
But she needs to do it the way she used to do it, because now she come
right.
out and try to do it. But you know when she lost me was when, what the hell was that one? Ray of Light came out.
Oh,
that was it for
was
me.
Right.
I am
that
not, never been, never will be a techno boy. I'm not having no fucking part of it. I don't like it. I went to the club and fucking hated it. I still hate
yeah.
it fucking, you know, damn near two
she
decades
really-
later.
She's very, yeah, European music, like world.
And it's not
kind of
good,
techno.
But it's not even good. Like,
no.
if I hear a good techno song, I can at least acknowledge the fact that it's good. But, like, that
That's
one album, what the fuck
Beyonce.
Was it?
Beyonce gave you R&B and pop. Beyonce was, uh-oh. I can't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Come and look at the crazy boy now, you know. I couldn't even believe it, Jeffrey. Like, I was trying to do the dance moves.
No, I'm telling you, I sat there watching it, was like, okay, when's this going to kick up a gear? And then when the two bitches came out the floor, I thought, okay, maybe it's about to get on and popping. And then I
and
just kind of
like
said,
it?
I was
like, oh, I'm a single lady. Oh, I'm a single lady.
I like the nostalgia of
like,
the other two girls, but I just, again,
uh-huh.
like, that was even like, I don't know. I don't know what she could have done better. I honestly, I just didn't, it just didn't even work for me.
That breaks my heart in pieces, Lisa.
Nothing about it. Nothing.
That breaks my heart, Jeffrey.
Now, don't get, now, I'm very grateful they didn't put any of these new assholes on there. You know, I didn't want to see no Rihanna, no fucking Chris Brown. Well, they're not really new. What's that other bitch's push?
You know what's sad? Chris Brown is so fucking talented, but, like, we can't get over the fact that he beat a bitch.
No, like, fuck him. He's a piece of shit. Like, that, nope.
Right.
And then he's still got fucking anger issues.
I apologize for referring to Rihanna as a biatch. She's not a biatch, but she's kind of dumb. She took the guy back.
You're right. She's a stupid bitch who likes to get punched in the face and shake them.
Oh, no.
It's true. Like, why? Why would you go back? Obviously, you liked getting beat. Out of that, or she got her some brass knuckles and she's going to get him.
Like, he's fighting folks all the time. And, like, I would be afraid. I would be like, okay, if he's fighting Frank Ocean over a parking spot, what's going to happen? Because, you know, it's just relationships. You're going to have the big blowout at some point. You're going to get it. You know, it's just what happens. It's just, you know, I mean, I think when two people try to mix their lives together, there's a time you butt heads. There's a time you don't compromise. There's a time when you're not sensible. But there should never be a time when you get punched. And I would be like, okay, this guy obviously has issues. He fights He broke a window at Good Morning America. Like, he's not learned much from this.
No, he hasn't learned anything because he keeps getting in trouble.
Yeah.
And, like, she needs to put the fucking blunt down and pay attention to what she's doing with her life. I'm just like, you are so dumb, bitch. Like, I have no respect for her anymore. Like, I can't. Like, I'm so sick of stupid people going back into bad shit and then being like, what? Oh, poor me. Like, don't fucking come crying next time he breaks your fucking nose, honey, because I don't even want to fucking hear it. You deserved it.
And what gets me, what blows my mind is that, like you said, put the blunt down. She's so, like, I don't care if you smoke, and obviously it's legal in places. I got friends who smoke weed. It's no big deal. It's not a big deal. But they're not on the internet with pictures of them rolling blunts. Like, it's just inappropriate. And someone who is in her position, whether you want to be a role model or not, whether you want to hold that title, it's not something that you put out there. We all know that marijuana has been a gateway drug. It is what it is. Some people can handle it. Some people don't. They smoke weed. Next thing, they smoke crack. It is what it is. A lot of people have used that drug.
See, I just think that's an excuse. Like, oh, you're a drinker, so you're going to fucking...
personalities, you know?
Well, but that's a whole different ballgame. Like, I don't think that has anything to do with weed or drinking. Like, you're just a fucking idiot who shouldn't be doing shit.
Well, I agree, but I think that getting that feeling of being high and being... Like, you get to the point where you want to be higher, and you want to be higher. And I don't know that everyone has it in them to be sensible enough. But my point is, she's such a direct influence to so many girls, whether she wants to be or not. People cut their hair like Rihanna. They try to dress like Rihanna. And you can't tell me that you're not, I mean, you're sitting there rolling a blunt and laying in bed with Chris Brown. Come on. Like, I expect more. I just expect more from someone in her position. And maybe it's wrong for me to expect that. But, I don't know, just growing up in a position to where we were such a direct influence on kids, and I meet adults now, and they're like, oh, you changed my life. Like, I didn't want the burden of being a role model. But the reality was this. I chose to be on a TV show that directly affected children.
Right, but you didn't also do stupid shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I definitely was like, I'm not going to be out there like that. Like,
you're still a good girl. Like, there's nothing that you fucking do that, and I know you. Like, there's nothing you do that really is, like, you're fucking L7. Like, you don't really drink, you don't smoke, you don't do shit.
I know, but even so, like, and let's say I did. Let's say I was one of those. But the thing is I think I would even be more responsible because it's like, I don't want anyone coming up to me going, you are my hero. You changed my life. And I know that I'm a jackass. Like, I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have enough to keep my life in order. I don't want to affect someone else to be a jackass. Like, I don't even want that. I don't even want to have to answer to that at the end of my run. I don't want to be in front of God going, God, I tried to be nice to folks. I tried not to lie. I didn't sleep with anybody's husband. But, yeah, I was a jackass, and I kind of just put it out. I was careless with my image. I don't want that to be my thing.
Well, it never will because you don't do shit. Now, me, on the other hand... Well, me and Katrina, well.
But even Katrina, she'll be, like, funny, she jokes, but when it comes down to it, she's not trying to, like, influence young girls to do things that she, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's very responsible when she goes to conventions. She, you know, even Katrina has a line.
Were you at MorphaCon? I'm just curious.
I was, but Katrina wasn't there to, like, you know, she signed a few autographs. She was kind of hanging out. Like, she wasn't there to, like, promote herself, you know?
Yeah, but she could have been making money. That's what's fucked up. People want her autograph, but she was too busy doing shots with Joe and fucking Ralphie and, what's that fucker's name? Ricky.
She got her crew fired.
I know. Like, bitch got our crew drunk. We're paying these motherfuckers, and they couldn't even fucking walk.
I know. Yeah, it was pretty bad. Never mind. I take it back. Katrina's a bad influence.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I lost my mind for a second. Katrina Johnson is a bad influence.
Like, and I'm not trying to be nobody's fucking role model, but at the same time, like, I'm not. I mean, I don't know. You know, when I was younger, like, there's crazy photos and us drinking, and I'm sure there's probably video of us acting foolish. But, like, I don't do that shit now, so God forbid this ever got picked up with crazy blah, 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 or whatever the fuck had happened. You know, like, no, I don't give a fuck. Like, that's what I did when I was younger because that's what you do, and that should be okay. Because how old's Rihanna?
She's probably like 25, 26. I mean, she's not.
Well, now it's time to start getting your shit together and stop pretending you fucking Tina Turner, bitch. Like, stop eating the cake, get your shit together, and fucking move on.
Oh, man. But what's crazy is she's just like, there's so many people who don't listen to her because they think that she's foolish. Like, I would never do anything to jeopardize my money.
She's jeopardizing her face.
Well, still, like, my moneymaker. Like, that's her moneymaker, that face, that body. Like, I would not do anything to jeopardize the moneymaker. Because people's careers, it only lasts for so long. And it's only going to last. We're only going to take a Rihanna song for, I think she got about maybe 5 more years. I don't see her being a legend.
I don't even see. Has she had anything good out in the last year? I mean, I'm so out of touch with it, so I don't really know.
Well, she's got songs. They're hits, but it's like one of those things where, I mean,
right now
if you
she
ask
has
somebody
had
the name. Yeah, she's got that one song, Shine Bright Like a Diamond or something silly.
See, you know, it sucks now because I'm not in the car. Really,
right.
Ever. And then when I'm in the car, I'm listening to my iPod, so I have no
Me
fucking
too.
Clue. What,
right.
You know
but
what I mean?
Said,
so I'm like, where the fuck, who heard about her last? Or Chris Brown and you? People will be like, they got like a number one album right now. I'm like, oh, well, who cares?
Yeah, no, she's got hits. But the thing is it's not like classic. Like music nowadays is not classic music. It's not going to be something you listen to in 10 years. Like, oh, this is my jam. No, it's like something
well, Umbrella Girl was pretty good.
That was dope. That's her classic. Well, she doesn't really have any others. Like, Umbrella was,
You know what song by her get me? That's why we're talking about her being a role model. She sang that one song, talk about sex in the air. I love the smell of it. I'm like, girl, there is babies singing this shit. Like, I had kids coming into daycare. They were like, Disturbia. And I'm like, wait, what?
Right. I know. It's almost like my girlfriend used to make her son listen to Radio Disney. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you're doing too much. But I was like, now I get it. Like, I don't want my kids singing that. I don't want them singing anything like that.
It's very tough for me because I was never limited on any kind of music.
Me neither.
And as much as it's a very tough pill for me to swallow because when I hear little kids singing, like, I like the smell of sex in the air. I'm like, I want to die a little bit on the inside.
Right.
But I feel
but
like, I don't want to.
Said those things. Like, it's even in rap, I think we had 2 Live Crew, but you have to sneak and listen to that.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I remember when, like, Britney Spears first came out, I was working in a daycare center. And we did, you know, obviously, like, all of our little preschool songs. It was, like, Britney Spears. I don't know what else the hell there was that we listened to. But the kids all were like, can we listen?
One more
They're
time.
Like, we didn't even listen to that one. But, like, maybe Stronger or Oops, I Did It. I don't know, something, one of those. The kids would always be like, can we listen to Britney? You know, they're 4 or 5. Like, they hear her on the fucking radio. So I fought the director tooth and nail. I'm like, look, this is what they want to listen to and they want to dance. Like, we can do both. I'm like, why are we stuck in this box? Like, I'm not going to put on a song that's horrible for them. You know, and none of the parents had a problem with it until one of the boys, who come to find out now he's like, I don't know, 15. Oh, God, that's aging me. he's gay as they come. I mean, we knew then. Like, he was like me as a little kid. Like, you just know, oh, that little boy, you're going to love it a cock.
Was he dressed like Britney?
No, he would just, I mean, he just, everything about him just screamed homosexual. And he could move like no other. But what got me in trouble, where we had to stop listening to it, is he was like, they had all danced. And this kid, I mean, I hope he becomes a dancer. Because at that age, like, it was just a natural talent. Like, I was like, he can do shit I know grown people can't do. And he, like, did something where he, like, dropped to the ground and, like, popped it. And one of the mothers walked in, and that was all she wrote. That bitch
over.
Flipped the fuck out. I'm like, he's 4 or 5. Like, what the fuck? He doesn't even know what he's doing. Like, we had
right.
Big Shannon's girls.
Like,
they were in preschool.
That?
Yeah,
like how did
he
learn how to pop his booty? They
yeah,
got all the booty there. They learned that somewhere else.
MTV, I'm sure.
Right.
His mom was kind of like, you know, his family, they didn't have a lot of dough. So I'm sure, you know, it was just kind of one of those situations. Like, there was, like, multiple men in that household, in and out. You know, just kind of sad. But I don't know that I'd ever want to limit my kids to the music, like, cause especially that, because if you come in, like, I remember kids coming in, like, they only, like, this one girl, Big Shan and I, her girlfriend at the time, we're, like, in Walmart or whatever, and, like, Debbie Gibson comes on, and Big Shan and I are, like, rocking out, and she's like, what is this? We're like, bitch, it's fucking Debbie Gibson. It's fucking Only in My Dreams. And she's like, I don't know it. We're like, what do you mean you don't know Debbie Gibson? Like, she's only allowed to listen to Christian rock. It wasn't even
wow.
like 2 years prior to that, and we were, I don't know, 22 or something, 23 maybe. Like, she was still listening to it. Like, she had Christian rock in her heart because that's the only thing she knew. She was never allowed to have any other experiences.
Right.
And it was embarrassing for her, really.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, no, but you know what? I get it now. Like, I'm probably going to make my kids listen to Christian rock because it's like, I just can't imagine them singing the lyrics that are out nowadays, you know? And it's
I mean, I would just be choosy.
Everything's so sexual. And I just feel like if things are so sexual at such a young age, what do you have to look forward to?
Well,
you know?
I mean, why are you going to let your kid listen to that particular song?
I just don't know. Like, it's one of those things where I just want my kid to be a kid. I
like,
want my
kid
to be a kid as long as they possibly can. They got the rest of their life to grow up and venture out and travel and do whatever it is they do, you know? I'm just going to have to instill all the things that I feel, but I feel like if you keep them as kids as long as possible, then, yeah, eventually they're going to get in their life and they're going to do whatever they want to do and but I think at that point, you've taught them everything you could.
Well,
you
know? I think if you do that,
and I'm in control
them.
Of teaching them about sex and about this and about...
Right.
I don't want Britney Spears or I don't want freaking Rihanna to show my kids her laying in bed with Chris Brown and rolling all over the place and smoking blood.
Well,
like, that's just not the person to teach my children anything.
I don't even know why we're talking about, like, we trying to have babies because, bitch, we're too busy working trying to make money. There ain't no fucking babies coming up in this mix anytime. Maybe, like, when we're fucking 50, we're going to be, like, the 60-year-old taking our fucking kids to preschool together and shit.
Right. I know, right? We'll be 50 and we'll be, like, on our first child of surrogates.
Yeah, but you know what's fun is now my mother's like, I wish I would have waited. She's like, people really should have their kids
yeah.
in their 40s and in 50s because
yeah.
you know so much more. You
yep.
know, she's like, because she had me, she was like 26, 28, somewhere in there.
Right.
You know, so she's like, I wish I would have waited because I just know so much more now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
yeah.
I get it. And, you know, that's kind of part of my thing. Is I'm like, yeah, you know what, I'll be older and it'll be harder to keep up. But, like, you know, I feel like my life will be in a different place. I won't
mm-hmm.
be in such a, you know, like, I think it's very hard. Like, I know parents now that are so focused on their career and they have kids, and it's like,
right.
I feel like they get lost in the shuffle. So
right.
18 years from now, they're not going to know what to do because it was their career and their child, and they lost themselves
mm-hmm.
and their relationship. And I'm like,
right.
I don't know.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I have a sister who had a kid really young. And what I find with her, she's always yearning for something she missed out on. Like, she always feels like she missed something. And I'm
girl,
like,
she didn't.
You didn't miss shit. Like, trust me. What, all this craziness that we did when we were however old, it just didn't, it ain't really, it, I mean, it was fun, but at the end of the day, it ain't something that, I don't know anybody who wants to go back to the madness that they had in, like, the early
1920s.
Like, girl, you don't want that.
The thing, I don't know about you, but I don't remember half of it.
I don't either.
Like, I was fucked up.
That great.
Yeah, like, I mean, it always amazes me, like, when I run into somebody from the past, or we'll hang out, and they're like, you remember? You remember? And I'm like, no, the fuck I don't. I did what? I'm always, like, shocked by, like, their stories. And I'm like, how could I not remember something so insane? Like, it scares me. And I'm like, am I getting dementia?
Right.
What's going on? Because that's crazy
shit.
Funny.
No, no. I mean, think about it. Who remembers those kind of things? Like, I always, you know, I hang with some of the girls from Crush every now and then. And we get to see each other. And, like, they remember so many things. And I'm like, that happened? Like, it's almost like I don't even remember. Because that was before Power Rangers. Like, I was little. I was 11 years old, 12. I mean, it was like I was a kid. Like, I'm just kind of like, I don't remember that. Like, I don't
right.
even know. Like, and they're like, you remember blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, I don't. And I feel horrible because I feel like I'm so disconnected from it. But even when I hang with, like, my Power Ranger friends, they're like, remember this, this, this. I'm like, it all comes back to me, and I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot that happened. But it's, like, so many different things that happened, and I honestly don't remember. And at one point, I thought that I had I had issues or something. I thought I put things, like, you know how you, like, remove things out of your mind? Like, I was like, am I one of those people who block things out? Like, what's my
right.
problem?
No, because that's how I felt.
I don't know. Like, I don't remember those things. And then there are things I remember that are so weird and so random, but I remember.
I remember when we first started talking, you know, and you,
uh-huh.
I don't know, like I was asking questions about like the movie and being in Australia. And you're like, yeah, I don't really remember, blah, 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 with a lot of it. And I'm like, damn, why does this bitch not really remember? And then it wasn't until something came up in the last year, I don't remember who I was with, that we were talking about shit that happened like 10, 15 years ago. And they're like, and I have no recollection of any of this shit. Like, I can't even begin to remember this shit. You know, like, I'm trying to rack my brain. Like, I'm like, it something sounds familiar in this, but I don't, I got nothing.
Right. You're like, sorry.
Yeah, and like, you think 20 years is a long fucking time.
Right.
And I always thought I'd be the person, I'm like, how can you forget these things? How can you forget these moments? I'm like, bitch, I forgot.
I know, and one day I was watching an episode, because, you know, my nephews are so into it, and I was like, I didn't even remember shooting that episode. I don't even it was like I'm watching, it was like an out-of-body experience. I don't remember shooting that episode. I don't remember those lines. I don't remember sitting in the desk in Miss Appleby's room. I was like, we sat at desk? Like, it was like, what the fuck? But I'm sitting here obviously watching myself. And I was like, how do I not remember this?
Right.
Like, it was crazy. Like, there's so many things I don't remember. And now it's actually kind of cool because I'll watch an episode. And I go, oh, my God, I don't remember saying that. And I'm, like, being silly or I'm, like, making a face. And I'm like, I actually, you know, as an actress, I made a conscious effort to make that face and be sassier. And I'm like, I don't even know what I was doing. I had no clue what I was doing back then. I was just winging it. And luckily, people were believing it.
Girl, you were pretty good. Like, I was actually, like, surprised. When I went back, well, because I hadn't watched it in so long, and I'm like, God, the acting's got to suck on the show. And, I mean, you guys weren't horrible. Like, you know, like, it was kind of funny. And, like, you always, like, you were right. You always had some kind of look on you or some kind of, like, goofy comment. Like, it was funny. I was impressed.
Right.
And, like, I think I even called you and told you there was something that happened. And I was like, damn, bitch. Like, I was actually really, like, damn.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't. Like, back then, I felt like acting was instinct. Like, I always felt like, what would you do if this was happening? Like, just do what you would have done. Like, I was always good at playing make-believe. And you couldn't tell me, like, I wasn't really in that moment when I was playing make-believe. Like, when I was singing in front of a mirror with a brush in my hand, you couldn't tell me there wasn't hundreds of thousands of people in front of me and the
right.
brush wasn't a microphone. Like, you could not tell me that. So I had that part down. So I felt like, just play make-believe. Just pretend. Just go for it, you know? And so I think it was to my benefit that I had no fear. Like, I didn't care if I made a funny face. I didn't care if I fell on my face. I didn't care. Like, I would just go for it. I would just commit to it. And I felt like that helped me when I was fighting because I didn't think about the fight. I just fought, like, ah, ah, you know? I just got out there and learned the choreography and was like, okay, I'm just going to go for it. And so that helped me, especially since I wasn't a martial artist. And these other, you know, other co-stars of mine, they were, like, trained. Like, they were so dope. I was like, I looked like a hot mess. And they were like, no, you actually did good. And no, it was good. But it was because I didn't care. I would throw myself on the ground. I would scream on the top of my lungs. Like, I was just, like, out there having the time of my life. it was a mess. But
I'm
committed.
Sure you've obviously met people that you've seen on TV. And,
yes.
like, for me, now knowing you and having, you know, we've spent a lot of time together, like, to me, like, that's not even you. Like, so when I watch it, it's like watching somebody else.
Yeah, it's like out of body.
Like, I know
experience.
That's a part of you, but I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I just can't, like, seeing you, I don't know, it's just, I don't even know how to describe it to people. Like, it's like,
right.
what? It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, having met mostly everybody that was on the show at this point, I'm like, it doesn't even seem, it's so long ago. And
right. We're different people now. Like, that's one
yeah.
thing I can say, like, seeing Catherine, David, everybody, like, I don't see them, and my memories, obviously it jogs my memory, and we go back to moments that we shared and funny times that we had. But I remember things when we were, like, waiting to tape or waiting. Like, those are the memories that I hold dear, were the moments in between all the work, you know, because when
right.
we're working, it was work. Trust me, when you're on hour 15, it's work. It's not, like, you know, people are like, oh, my God, that was probably the funnest job. And I was like, actually, it wasn't the funnest job I ever had because they worked the shit out of us. We were, like, so tired. I remember there'd be times when they had to, like, light something, and I would ask the DP, I'd be like, how long do you think it'll be? And he was like, probably like an hour, hour and a half. And, like, literally, Amy, Joe, and I would go into our rooms, and we would take a nap. Like, we'd go, okay, we're going to take a nap. Like, we'd race to go take a nap. And I learned how to sleep on my back where I would mess up my makeup. Like, it was just like you'd lay there like a dead person. And I would be in the deepest sleep. Like, they would come knocking on the door going, Karen, time to go to set. And, like, this one guy, his name was Cy, he was, like, the guy who used to get us, you know, make sure we were on set and, you know, make sure we had, you know, something to eat. He was, like, he was amazing. He would literally have to come and get me and, like, shake me and go, wake up. And I was like, oh, I'm so tired. Like, he knew I would take these long-ass naps. And, like, a couple of times I would be asleep and, like, stumbling. He'd, like, grab my arm and walk me to set because I was that exhausted. Like, I was so exhausted. It was the most hardest work you'd ever have to do. You had no rest. Like, I went to bed every day, like, 7:30, 8 o'clock at night because I had to be on set at 5 a.m. in the morning. And so when you're running around in the heat of summer – and you're kicking putties all day, and you're inside the command center, and you're over here, and you had to change three times because you're shooting three different episodes. It's like, you get home, you eat, and you go to bed at 8 o'clock.
Well, I mean,
that was it.
I just got a tiny, tiny, very tiny taste of it when we were in L.A.,
uh-huh.
and it's like, you know, I kept disappearing and going taking naps while they were doing their shit, and I was surprised,
yeah.
like, because I'm not I'd love to take naps, but I'd just as soon stay asleep till the next day.
Right.
But, like, that one time you guys came in and you had to wake us up and Joe and I fell asleep on
the
bed.
I have footage of that where we were taping it. Like, we straight up went with the cameras into the room. I was like, come on. Yeah.
I was dead to the world.
You got a good taste of it because you were like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize what it took to just be myself. Like, we were doing reality, so we didn't have to learn any lines, but it was
right.
like, just to be on. Like, the camera's rolling. You can't be boring.
Yeah, it definitely, I don't think people realize much work. And just all the shit that went on.
Housewives, they're like fighting each other because they're exhausted.
Yeah, like it just happens.
Like they never do. Yeah. Like,
you're running on no sleep. You're fucking irritated. Nothing's going the way it's planned. Everybody else takes forever. It really is hurry up and wait. Like,
and
I've never waited so much.
And
I'm an impatient person.
Yeah. And our crew, I will have to say, the first crew we had, I don't know what kind of system they had. It was probably for the best that they got fired. Because we had to wait a lot on them. And that's not usual. Like that,
no, like we
wait,
wasted
but
so
not
much
doing
time.
Reality. Right.
And the thing that killed me is like I felt like they really missed all of the amazing shit that happened while we weren't filming. Like all
right,
the conversations, the craziness that was going on while we were waiting was more fun half the time than some of the shit they shot. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. I agree. And like it was just one of those things. Like I felt like I was beating them over the head all day going, why isn't there a camera on us? Why isn't there a camera on us? There needs to be a camera on us all the time. Blah, 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 blah. Like I was talking to the wall.
Yeah. And, you know, I actually was embarrassed the other day. I ran into a couple, well, the husband of a couple that I used to nanny for.
Uh-huh.
They've got a lot of dough.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I've listened to the radio show. He's like, so how was your trip to L.A.? I'm like, oh, God. He's like, you're going to be a reality star now? I can't wait to see this. What's it about?
What?
I'm like, We're talking
about them damn babies.
I'm like, I got nothing.
Nothing. Like, well, you may not want to watch this, sir.
Like, I don't even want to talk about it. It's too embarrassing.
No. It was fun. It was fun, but I think it was, like, eye-opening, especially someone like you who's never done TV, you know?
Yeah, well, and it's, you know, it sucks because now in retrospect, I'm like, I wish after the fact, like I realized so much between then and now that I'm like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what else can I do? Like, it was a learning experience. Like, I had no fucking clue what to expect.
Right. Well, you know I have a camera now, so I will be having it rolling in Lexington.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Not again.
I've got a digital camera. A really high-grade one. What the hell is going on here? I'm over here driving by Yogurtland, and there's a fucking line. Like, seriously, it's like a Power Ranger audition line. It's wrapped around the fucking building for some damn yogurt. Are you kidding me right now?
Well, maybe there's a Power Ranger in there.
Right, there might be. Is Jason Frank over here making an appearance?
Which, oh, and that reminds me to all of your fans.
Yeah.
Again, if you look on Karen Ashley's Facebook page, Official Karen Ashley, if you go under her photos, there is three different autograph photos you can choose from. The new one, there's a picture of Karen and then three shots of her in different Ranger outfits. It's limited. There's only so many copies, and when they're gone, they're gone. That's it. They're not going to be for sale again. So $20. Go get them. You can pay on PayPal. The instructions are all right there. You can send money orders. We just got one in the office today, which cracked me up. I was dying laughing.
Thank you for your support, all of you who've already bought some pictures.
Yeah, check it out. And there's a Daniel something or other, I do believe. There was a mix-up. He's from, like, some Holland or something. Boo-boo, if you're listening, please check your email because there was a problem with your address.
And it costs $30 for us to send this, so make sure your address is right.
It costs me more than my car payment. Shit. and guys, if you're
like
listening,
you know they went up on the price of the stamp, so just imagine.
Yeah.
They're trying
and
to kill us.
All of your fans keep asking, when are you coming to a place near them? If there's a convention near you, you need to write to them and tell them you want to see
them.
Karen there, or you want to see Katrina there. Or you want to
right.
see the cast of Uncensored Radio, because frankly, I wouldn't mind getting paid to show up and sign y'all shit.
Right, because right now we have Lexington in March, and then we don't have anything until August. I'm going to New Orleans. We're potentially, you know, going to Atlanta at some point, but not sure. But we're trying to do more conventions. I know I'm going to probably do an appearance here this summer in L.A. I know there's a couple of conventions that are kind of summertime, so I'm sure – it might be a last-minute thing that I'll be kind of a part of those. But if you, like he said, if you want to meet us or meet a Power Ranger, then all you have to do is email these people. Trust me, they will put us on the bill if they know that there is an audience. So, yeah.
That's right. And, you know, Katrina might not be there, but if Karen's our chances, I'll be in tow because I'll be collecting your cash.
Mm-hmm. He's my right hand and my aunt.
So,
yeah, Jeffrey. Yeah, Jeffrey's right there.
So, oh, it's
like we're gonna have like a world tour this year.
I know. Joe is still shitting bricks. Like, what the fuck? How are you just gonna keep taking off on the weekends? And it's dawning on me, my whole like I'm gonna keep driving thing is not gonna work much longer. Like,
no,
it's
like,
dawning on the fact.
We're two conventions that are like back to back, like one weekend and then the next weekend. So you'll just be getting back by the time you're gonna have to go with me for the next one.
Yeah, well,
I'm
gonna have. There's no choice about it because I'm like realistically, like for the second one, I could be working that whole day, fly after work, and then fly out on Sunday and be back for work. I'm like, I'm gonna have to get used to this.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we'll figure out tickets, but it's like, you're gonna be so exhausted from the traveling, and if you can fly and be there in a couple hours, I don't see why you would.
I mean, traveling for me, like, it doesn't exhaust me. Like, everybody's like, oh, 10 hours. I'm like, it really doesn't. Even the plane, I mean, it fucks my body up. But I'm okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's not too bad as long as I'm getting sneaks and sleeping somewhere. The stress of it. But I think, you know, if I keep flying more again, like, I'll probably get over it. And if I can get actually the right medication and be drugged up appropriately. you know, but flying somewhere on the East Coast is real quick. So it's not like I'm going to be on a plane for 4 hours stressing.
Right. You're going to be doing like hour, 2 hour flight. It's going to be so simple. You're not flying across the country to L.A.
Yeah. So
although
that's not too bad.
This summer we're probably going to do a convention in L.A. So I'm just
saying. Oh, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bitch. You're killing it. I got so many vacations I want to take, it's ridiculous. Like, Joe's like, really? Mm-hmm. I can't get this kind of time out. Well, I'm sorry about your luck, baby, because mama is going.
Yeah, he'll just have to catch the next one, or he'll catch the one after. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
We don't want him to get fired. We, you know.
Well, that's the only reason.
Come to the important ones. Like, who wants to go to all of these? Like, come to the important ones. Those are the ones you don't want to miss.
Like, for real.
Right?
It's exciting,
you know?
Though. And I do love meeting your fans. Like, they're all so sweet. They're so much fun. You know, like, and it's so funny. Like, you know, Bree obviously met Joe. And, like, Joe will get messages. Bree will send us all messages about what's going on or not going to Lexington. And, like, it's so sweet, you know? Like, I find it very charming. And, like, the ones that I've met, and I remember, they'll message you or message the show and be like, do you remember me? And they'll, like, tag a picture or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I remember them. I, like, took that photo and whatever. They were so sweet or, you know. But the ones, still my favorite. I can't wait. I'm going to start taking pictures for myself and collecting them when the parents come up. And you're like, oh, you want me to get a picture with your kids? No, I want a picture for me.
Right. They're like, fucking kid, I want the damn picture. What you talking about?
I know. The one that killed me the most was with the two parents that came up. And they were like, we're trying to raise our kids on Power Rangers. I'm like, if that's your whole parenting technique, I think we've got bigger problems.
Right. No, it's cool. It's actually really cool. And the one thing you mentioned about the fans, like, they'll meet you and you're instantly family to them. So they're like, they'll include you. And they you're just as special as any Ranger. Like, they just are like, oh, my gosh, you're my friend. And only Power Ranger fans are like that. I've never met anyone else who's been so nice, you know?
Yeah, it's true. And, like, it was kind of shocking for me when, you know, people be like, oh, my God, you're Jeff from the radio show. And I'm like, oh, shit.
That's, they knew exactly who you were. And you were like, during headlights, like, how do they know my name? And I'm like, Jeffrey, they listen to the radio show. No. You're like, how do they know who I am? What's going on?
Like, what? No.
I know. You were so shocked. Like, you were like, oh, my God, they know who I am.
Well, and it's true. Like, that's the crazy thing about this whole thing. In my whole life, I always wanted to kind of act or do something in the limelight, but I never ever have wanted fame. Like, it doesn't interest me. Like, I truly am a painfully shy person. Like, it doesn't come off that way. And everybody's like, you are shy? I'm like, yeah. I mean, it's painfully.
Right.
So, I mean, it really is horrible. So, like, if you, like, I just cower in the corner. Now it's like a little liquid courage or, you know, get comfortable with my surroundings. It's a little better. But, oof, girl, that's something.
Right. You're tripping. Like, you're so already famous. Like, I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah, okay, girl. From the Blog Talk Radio show, please.
You are. They knew who you were. I didn't have to tell them who you were. They knew who you were.
No, I know. It was definitely an experience. Well, it's so funny. Like, when I talk to people or tell them, like, they're always like, wait, you do a show with who?
Exactly.
Like,
it gives
you know
some
what, I don't,
street
cred. I'm really getting to the point where I hate being like, oh, you know, like, and I always, like, feel bad now, and I'm like, the Power Ranger. Or, you know, because, like, it can't, Katrina, it's like the chick from All That. And then, you know, Jake Palin. And I'm like, oh, God. And they're like, how did you get hooked up with them? I'm like, well, it's a long story, and it's crazy. But, yeah. It's definitely an experience. To get to do all this. Topher, can you save me, please? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm here.
What?
I accidentally hit mute. My bad.
Oh, I was tripping. I'm like, oh, God, you couldn't have picked a time where I was rambling on to mute your ass.
No, it accidentally hit. Like, I didn't even know. I was, like, talking to you, and I was like, oh, God, what happened? Is my mute? What happened? Like, I had no idea that it even did that. It was so crazy. So I was like, oopsie. So, but no, I think you, it's funny how you underestimate what this radio show has done for you. Like, you really have underestimated it.
Well, the thing, you know, I remember, like, I feel like the Brady Bunch kids speak the truth. Then, if that's the case, fame without money is a bitch.
Thanks, I know. It's one of those things where I think that, you know, it's kind of a different pill to swallow when you figure out, oh, God, somebody knows who I am. Like, it's almost like they don't train you for that part. Like, they don't train you to respond to getting recognized. Like, I was like, it was very awkward to me in the beginning. Like, I was like, what do I do? Like, I didn't know what to say. Like, I was like, yeah, like, when I was a kid. Because that would be like something like Power Rangers where people would come up to you and they would, like, flip their lid. It wasn't like a normal reaction. It was like, oh, my God, you know.
Oh, you mean like Mr. Blake Foster meeting Michael Fishman, a.k.a. DJ Connor?
Yes, his reaction was classic.
Like, it kind of freaked me out that they, like, went, oh, my God, it's DJ Connor. Don't be mad if I call you DJ, bro. I'm like, oh, my God. Suppress your craziness because this
well,
is
what
not.
It showed is that even we had people we grew up and that we admired. And, like, who didn't watch fucking Roseanne? Like, that is the show. Who didn't watch it? Like, it's crazy. Like, it was one of those things where it was like everybody had a favorite TV show. And that was,
right.
I mean, literally, that show was on for, what, 10 years? It
nine,
was a lot
yeah.
of people's favorite show. It wasn't just hours. And I mean, we literally grew up watching him as a little kid, then as a preteen, and then even almost like teenager. Like, we saw him like grow up in front of our eyes. And so it was amazing. And then you get to meet him and he's a grown man and it's like amazing. And then on top of that, he's really cool. He's really nice. And, you know, he just kind of blended in our crowd and was friendly to everybody. And you're just like, what the fuck? Like, it's just, oh, my God. Like, I felt that way when you first told me he co-hosted on the show. I was like, oh, my God, I love that guy. You know,
yeah.
And to meet him and find out that he's such a cool person,
what?
That's even better.
I mean, it definitely was exciting, like, the first time. Like, because I met, you know, obviously started talking to Jake first and was on Jake's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if Jake became a part of Blog Talk or our Uncensored Radio or what, how it, but then, like,
right.
Michael Fishman started tweeting me
mm-hmm.
about, like, the shit that was going on with Jake's show. And then from there, like, you know, we kind of became friendly or whatever. I mean, he was cool, and, like, you know, with the benefit, like, it was kind of crazy. Like, the people that were, like, that one bitch, though, I still want to punch her in the face. Yo, DJ, let me get another picture. My picture didn't come out. Yo, DJ. I'm like, motherfucker, his name is Michael Fishman.
Right. Yeah. She was just rude. Like, she had no clue. She was just like.
Yeah,
like, she was one of those people, you were like, shut up. Leave her the fuck alone. Like, we were, like, getting mad.
I was like,
I'm going to punch her if she says one more thing. She calls me DJ one more time, I'm going to fucking power your pimp slapper in her neck.
And I feel like we probably could have sat there for another 2 hours with the people that were coming up to you at the end. And I'm like, let's go. Like, I felt like I went into, like, asshole, like, what's it called? dragging out of there, like... Yeah, we got shit to do. We ain't got time for this. Let's go. Come on, we're leaving.
No.
Yeah.
We were so hungry. We were like, let's go to Denny's.
We hadn't really eaten, right? Wasn't that kind of the deal? Oh.
Yeah. But I think that was great. I mean, it's like one of those things where, you know, when you get to meet someone from your childhood or you get to meet someone, you know, obviously the girl had no clue, but... Most of the people there were very respectful. They were very excited to meet him. And, I mean, for God's sake, we were at a drag show, so, you know, all the boys were, like, going crazy over him, dreaming that they were going to have a chance with him, even though he's married with two kids. I was like, what makes you think you have a chance? He's straight, and he's married with two kids. He don't want you like that. But it was nice to see they kept hope alive, you know. Can't knock him for trying, right? They were like, shoot, I'm going to get my hug in. And he was so nice about it. Like, he was hugging all the drag queens and taking pictures with all of them.
I know. Like, he was even more funny. Like, when we were doing, or when it was intermission, he's like, well, shouldn't we be out there hobnobbing? I'm like, are you out of your mind?
I know. We're ducking. Like, we're like, okay, let's go hide. Okay, let's go over here. And he was like, shouldn't we be out there, like, being friendly? We're like, what?
I mean, and I felt like that poor bastard was a piece of fucking raw meat. I mean, we kept getting thrown up on stage, off stage, on stage. And I'm like, what are we doing? Nobody knew.
I know.
Like,
we should have just been up there the whole time hosting or something.
I know, it would have been...
Because we were up and down, all around.
And at that moment, I remembered how bad I hated being on stage, how bad my stage fright is, and how much I hate fucking those lights in my eyeballs. Like, it sucks.
Oh, man, I love it. And then what was funny was, like, you guys were like, okay, Karen's talking for us. And I'm like, what? Like, I gotta do all the talking? Like, what the heck?
Yeah, it wasn't gonna be me. Like, I was so choking.
Like, it was shocking. I just knew that, like, Michael Fishman and Katrina were going to be, like, all about talking, all about saying stuff. They were like, mute. You got it, girl. Go ahead. She's a spokesperson. I'm like, what the fuck? But you know I love talking, so it didn't matter. I was like, okay, cool, because I got some things I need to say.
I know. And then it's like we were on stage so much. I see, like, all these photos, like, tagged all over Facebook of, like, Madison. And I'm like, there's always one of us in the fucking background. I'm like, seriously?
You especially, like, you're really in the background of all those pictures. You picked the hot spot. You were standing right in the hot spot.
I was like, son of a bitch.
James was taking all the pictures and, like, he was making sure we were all there. Oh, man, it's crazy. It was, but it was loads of fun. So this is the thing, guys. We're going to be doing lots of personal appearances this year, hopefully coming to a city near you. The moral of the story is we're loads of fun. So if we're not technically on the bill to come to a city near you, then email, fax, phone, call them fools, tell them you want me there. Jeffrey is part of the package. He comes with me everywhere I go. And we'll have fun. We'll get to meet you.
And if you bring me booze, I'll be even more fun.
Oh, man. And we got, what, like 60 seconds left? How much time we have left?
I have no idea because I'm nowhere near that thing.
Okay, well, the show's about to be over.
Yeah,
but
and
we
it's
love you.
That.
Yes.
You got
40
seconds.
Oh, that's Daisy Kim. Thank God for Daisy. Wait a second. Okay, you got to listen to Chit Chat. They're amazing. I'm actually going to stay on for a minute and chit chat with the girls. Yeah. And then if you like us on Facebook at Uncensored Radio. You can like me at Official Karen Ashley. You can like him at Jeffrey Emmett. You can like me at Twitter at Karen Ashley. So, Katrina Johnson, bye. How are you, girl?
See you tomorrow.
Jeff.
Bye.
Cat, are you ready for this one?
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna tell. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Where's the music? Hello, everybody. It is February 4th, Monday, of course. And what is that static? What am I hearing? Anyway.
Yeah, it sounds really awful. Who is that?
Uh-oh. I don't know. Someone's about to get a Power Ranger pimp slap. Karen's on the line. She's going to lay down the law.
It might be me. I'm going to pimp slap my damn self.
Well, you guys, there's so much to do. Oh, geez. Well, obviously, you know that the lovely Miss Karen Ashley is joining us tonight. Hello, Karen. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here for a minute. I can't stay too long, but I'm here. I love you. How are you,
lady? We love you, too. Of course, we have Miss Norma and Toya also joining us tonight. How are you, girls?
What's up?
Hello. I'm good.
Oh, lovely. Well, you guys, there's, like, tons of things to do. It's 2013, and I swear, like, a month just flew by. I don't know about you guys. I can't believe that January is, like, over. It's already February. I am, like, flipping out. I don't know if you guys have the same feelings. Did you guys do anything special for the Super Bowl? Was it this weekend? Norma, did you go out anywhere?
I was posted in front of the TV waiting for Beyonce. That's what I did. and she came, she conquered, I was satisfied.
Okay. We're going to get into her performance.
Although me and Jeffrey spent half the show arguing about it because he was a Beyonce hater. He hated every minute of it. I loved every minute of it.
Wow.
Yes, it was like so Katrina.
You're breaking away.
Beyonce brought it. Next is. No, he's like,
okay,
this,
Karen.
This. He was whack, wah, wah, wah. I was like,
Karen, I love you, girl, but you're about to get Power Ranger pin slap. We heard every other word you said.
Sorry. See, I told you it's me. I'm a mess.
It's okay. You're doing Bitch on the Move, aren't you? It's okay. I'm gonna pretend that you said yes because I can't hear your response. But with that being said, I love her. She'll come back. I know she will. Toya, girl, did you do any performances or anything like that for Super Bowl?
You know what? I didn't do any performances, but I did speak to the Girl Scouts of America on Friday evening. I spoke to them about pursuing a life in the arts and the importance of education and all that good stuff. It was a wonderful experience. I mean, amazing girls. So, and Jamie Pewterball told me to shout her out on the radio show. So there you go, Jamie, just for you.
Aww, nice.
Yeah.
It's Girl Scout season. It's Girl Scout cookie season.
I know.
You know,
damn those peppers.
I was so disappointed because they didn't have any cookies for me. I'm like, I brought 20 bucks. Like, let me tell you, they got these new lemon cookies that will change your life. Like, seriously.
I know exactly one.
What is that? I mean, I think it's like crack in it. I love it. Like, I was going to buy like 3 or 4 boxes of them.
Okay, hold on. How did you go to Girl Scouts of America and they have no Girl Scout cookies? That's like blasphemous.
Well, they were going to have them the next week. I'm like, well, then why did we not schedule me for that week? Yeah, so it was early.
Trust me, they pretty hit me up at work. I had to buy from 3 separate people. I was like, have you seen my ass? It does not need to get any bigger. And I have to buy, of course, like 3 boxes for everyone because, you know, the other person's going to be like, well, you bought 3 boxes for this kid. I'm like, ugh.
I don't know any Girl Scouts, but I need cookies.
Oh, girl.
You can see
I'm
in a shirt red, girl.
Trust me, right now, currently in my cupboard, I have those Caramel Delights, the ones with the coconuts that they were once called Samoas, but now they changed it to Caramel Delights. I have peanut butter patties, Thin Mints, the shortbread ones, and the lemon ones.
All I need is shortbread in my life.
Wait a minute.
I need the Thin Mints.
Wait, did y'all just hear my sister, like, walk in and straight cuss me out? Like, did anybody hear that?
Somebody screaming. Yeah, that was like, I thought it was Chris Brown and Rihanna. I didn't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to say nothing, but.
I was going to do one of those smile and nod ones to continue, but she brought it up.
What did she
yell at you?
I was like, damn. Who invited Chris Brown?
I know, right?
Tell her that you can't have any of that on the radio station because Karen will Power Ranger pin slapper.
Well, I don't know. She will go hard like Chris Brown, so it'll be the Power Rangers versus Chris Brown all the way.
I know. Everybody on that show.
It's a fight. Oh, hell. I like Karen's fighting, though, because she doesn't even fight. She doesn't raise her voice. She's just like, listen, this is the way that it is, and we can agree to disagree, but at the end of the day, I'm right. So I love it.
No matter what, she's right.
I know. I totally am like, I'm right. You're wrong. I'm not even going to waste the energy.
Exactly. I absolutely love it. Because that's the official, like, bitch slap. When you can give somebody a verbal bitch slap without getting physical, but just making them feel like a complete ass, that's when you really know that those words are the ones that sting the most.
Oh, yes.
It's true. Karen, you are nice.
So, anyway, back to Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, you know, can somebody call me when it's time? Let's get back to the important thing.
Okay.
Girl Scout cookies.
Well, girl, when are you going to be back in L.A.? I'll get you some boxes.
Ooh. Girl, wait a minute. Let me check orbits right now. That can happen sooner than you think for Girl Scout cookies.
You just stop lying, Miss Toya Nash. You know you've moved back to Texas. I need you to keep it real. And I need you to stop telling my friends. The TikTok audience deserves better. They deserve the truth, Toya. You're a Texan. You moved back. You're a liar. You ain't coming back over here.
Hey, that has not been determined. And I wish you would be quiet because my agents could very well be listening. That would be news to them. So I don't know what she's talking about. You know, those Power Rangers were on drugs. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you need.
We're on the salt, those Power Rangers.
That's all you need.
People and we're on the salt.
Oh, no, not the salt.
You've been tapping into Epsom salt.
All I'm saying is, if you ever do the salt, can you, like, eat an arm or a leg where I need to lose the weight? And not my face. I like my face.
Oh, yeah. You know, if I do the salt, I'm making national news. I'm going to do something real crazy.
Uh-oh.
I'm going for it. I'm going to make national news.
Uh-oh. Oh, hell.
You'll probably shake him and be like, nothing is happening. I don't understand.
Right. Exactly. I know. What's the problem?
Talking about national news and much of what everybody's been talking about today, Super Bowl, I know that Karen said that she was obsessed with watching Beyonce, but I had mixed reviews. I had a lot of people today tell me that they didn't like it. I had some people that were like, oh, my God, it was the best performance ever. So I want to know individually. I know what Karen thinks, but Toya, what did you think about the performance? Were you wowed? Were you?
I mean, listen, I don't care who you are or who you like or who you don't like. That performance could not be denied. She killed it. She killed it. I don't care who you are. I don't care. Girl killed it.
Thank you. Like, who could do better? I don't know anybody who could do better.
Here's the thing. The girl always kills it in her. I mean, if you've seen, like, her concert, that's like a taste of what she will do for 2 hours that she just did for 13 minutes. She always kills it in her live performances. So I don't know why anybody was surprised. But I don't think anybody can justifiably say it wasn't a great performance. She's full out every time. She brings it. Like, it was amazing.
Well, do you think that she got a lot of haters because of the whole inauguration where she lip sync and all that other stuff that everybody was talking about?
I think people were paying extra attention to her performance, trying to criticize more.
I don't think she gave you any way not to pay extra attention because she brought it so hard.
But this is my thing. You know what's funny about the whole lip sync thing? When Whitney Houston did the national anthem, she lip synced because there was too much of an echo. And that, like, goes down in history as the best, you know, performance of a national anthem ever, ever, ever. Yeah, you can't deny Whitney. But Whitney was singing along with the track. She did the same thing Beyonce did.
I hear conflicting things about that. There are definitely credible sources that say that's not true, too. So that's still debated. Like, I don't think the powers that be, whoever they are, ever admitted that. I know it was said, but some people say it was, some people say it wasn't. So that's the difference. Whereas somebody completely confirmed that hurts. This is the thing, though, and I know
Beyonce
Karen
confirmed. She was like, "Yeah, I did."
Well, she didn't have a choice. I mean, the truth is
right.
But here's the thing: if you're in music, it's a very common thing to sing to your own track. Like, it's a very common thing. It's not seen as,
and that's what Beyonce said.
Like, it's very common. But now I will say this: that for me, I feel like I think what made her look so bad is she was the only one that did it. If all of them had done it, nobody would care. But the fact that she was the only one that did it, it cheapened her a little bit. I mean, it did.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think she should have ever said anything. I wouldn't even dignify it because it's common music practice. So what? Yeah, I did it. It was my voice. It's not like it was Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I would have sang it live simply because it was one song. And every musician knows when you're performing with a good band, like that band is excellent. If you give them the sheet music, trust and believe they can follow you on the national anthem. It ain't that tough. So her saying, "Oh, I didn't get through her," yeah, whatever. You know they could have done it for whatever reason. You just didn't feel comfortable doing it. I think she should have done it. But am I like anti her because she didn't know? Whatever. She has to feel comfortable. You know, whatever works for you. Did I think she defrauded the government or the president? No.
Right. Well, right. I thought it was great. I agree. I thought she should have done it. I thought she should have sang live because she's got the chops.
I'm the same way.
Kelly Clarkson was amazing.
She mentioned that she was sick, and that's why she did the.
I haven't even seen the sick part. All I've seen is I didn't get a chance to rehearse with the band. You know, either way, she should have done it, straight up. She should have done it. Like, it's one song. How hard is it to start singing, which she's done very well before. She shouldn't have done it.
And that's the biggest stage that she's ever been on. Like, you're in the freaking inauguration. Like, girlfriend, sing the damn song.
I think that was the problem, because I think that she maybe got a little bit of nerve. She was like, I really can't fuck this up, because if I'm the person mm-hmm. to screw it up, I'm going to be known the person that screwed it up for the rest of my life. But, you
right.
know, she did, you know, have this news conference in New Orleans before the Super Bowl, and
oh,
she let them
good.
Know, hey, you know, yeah, I did lip sync, but here we go. Let's go ahead and sing it. And then after she sang it, she's like, any questions? And she's laughing.
I totally
she's just like,
disagree with that whole thing. I think she was doing so well to have not even dignified it. I think at that point, it's spilled milk. Like, keep it moving, especially since she had a huge performance coming up where she could prove who she was. You know, it'd be different if she was some random person who you don't see out that much or whatever. She was going to the Super Bowl in a few days. Let that speak for itself. I wouldn't have dignified. I felt like it was. Well, let me answer the critic. You're Beyonce. Everybody knows you can blow. Like, I don't think she had to do that. I don't. And it was clear to me that she didn't want to. I could tell. I don't know if you saw, like, how she was like, well, everybody
please. I don't
think
she had a choice. Tell. Like, they were like, that was, like, the first question. Like, they didn't care about the Super Bowl. They didn't care. Like, that was, like, I don't think doing that press conference, if she wouldn't have done press, then she could have avoided it. But I think at that moment, she knew she couldn't avoid it. So she needed to, she needed to do something.
But you know that was planned. You know her people had her ready to do that. Mm-hmm. Come on. Like, I could
yeah.
tell. My point is, I could just tell. It was very clear that she didn't want to dignify it either, but her people were like, you don't have to. So, do what you got to do. But I just felt like the whole thing was blown out of proportion completely. It was just crazy.
Well, I do got to say this, and I might get a little flack from this from you guys. I liked her performance. It was really good. But I wouldn't say that I was wowed. I wasn't like, whoa. But I thought it was great.
Super Bowl? Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about Beyonce. I thought it was a great performance. I thought the songs were great. I thought what she did by herself, then with Destiny Child, I thought it was great. But I wasn't wowed. I wasn't looking at the screen going, damn. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe it
what
was
could
just
wowed
me.
You? What could have wowed
and
you? Like, which show have you seen that wowed you?
You know what? There's been a couple of people that have performed that I've been like, whoa.
Like who?
And I think one that stands out completely was Lady Gaga, and this was right when she was coming out, and she did, Paparazzi, and she did it at one of the award shows, and she was playing the piano, and then she started, like, bleeding out, and, like, it was, like, a very artistic show where I literally, like, I was watching
that
and I got
scared the hell out of me, and I was like, oh, my God.
I thought I needed to go. Great. Like, that just scared the hell out of me. I didn't like
no,
it.
No,
exactly.
It scared me. It was an artistic, you know, show, and that's what got me, that I got the chills, and I was like, oh, my God, like, she's a performer. Like, to me, that was one of the shows that I was like, wow, like, amazing.
You don't think Beyonce is, quote, performer? You don't see that?
No, I do. I'm not saying that she was bad. I'm not saying that I didn't like it. I'm just saying that I wasn't wowed by it. I didn't get that feeling at the pit of my stomach where I was just like, damn. You know what I mean? Like, I thought she looked amazing. I thought her body is ridiculous. I think her hair looked amazing. I was like, damn, that bitch got great hair.
I wanted her weave so bad. I wanted to yank. You know, she was like throwing her hair in the crowd, and she was like singing.
I know.
I was like, if I was in the crowd, I would have yanked the track out because I wanted that hair. You know, she's got hair in her head. But I was
disappointed. I was disappointed, but not at her performance. I was disappointed because I was expecting more of Destiny's Child as a group. On it,
well, you know
not
what?
Just
you know what I
itself.
Say on that respect? They didn't ask Destiny's Child to perform at the Super Bowl.
No, they did
they
not.
Asked Beyonce. And she was nice enough to share part
nice
of her
enough.
8 minutes with them and share that experience with the girl that she started with. So for me, I was like, they're background singers. Like, Beyonce is Destiny's Child. So I was like, the mother two, I was like, whatever. They look dope. I love the reunion. But I was like, that's not their moment. Like, she opened the door for them to have a moment.
Well, and then
I thought that was nice of her.
You also have to realize too, it was only a 13-minute performance, so she she was the one who was asked. So the fact that they even got 3 or 4 minutes out of her 13, I thought was generous. I thought it was very generous. And hell, Michelle couldn't have dealt with the rest of that choreo. She was barely making it through the 3 minutes she had up there.
I did notice that. We were studying it, and we were like, that's why this bitch ain't never had nothing since Destiny's Child. She couldn't even handle it. Like, Kelly was up in there. Kelly was getting it. But she was, like a half a beat too late. I was like, Michelle, they could have had galas up there better than that. Oh,
was it me? She really did.
Was it me or did Beyonce look a lot thinner?
Mm-hmm.
No. Like, she didn't look thinner to me. She's always
she
looked
good.
She looked a little bit thinner to me, and the reason that I noticed it is because, you know, Kelly's always been, you know, one of the thinner ones along with Michelle. So when I looked at their thighs side by side, I was like, look, this bitch got bigger thighs than Beyonce.
Right.
No.
I was like, what?
She didn't have big
thighs. I think,
but she looked good.
They all look good. When I say thicker, they look good.
I think Beyonce lost 10, and she looked like she lost a little 10. I think she just was ready. Like, this was her moment. She was like, she had a lot to prove, especially since the inauguration. She was like, I ain't going to be denied. I'm going to look good. My weave's going to be right. I'm going to sing. I'm going to scream up on here. I'm going to drop it like it's hot. I'm going to uh-oh, and I was singing like it's hot. I was singing like, y'all don't even know. I was dancing in front of the TV. It was everything for me. I was like, I want to be Beyonce when I grow up. Why the fuck does she have such a great life? I wanted Blue Ivy to be my daughter.
Oh,
I mean,
my goodness.
That. I'm just saying. It was all that.
Oh, girl.
It was all that. I don't need, like, Lady Gaga freaks me out. I think she's amazing. I think she's an amazing singer, but she still scares the shit out of me. Like, I don't want to be terrified. So,
okay.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, maybe we like different shows for different people, and that's why there's different artists.
Yeah.
But, oh, Beyonce was so, like, just on a production level. Like, it looked like a concert. It looked like HBO presents Beyonce. It didn't even look like a Super Bowl halftime show. And then, like, the screen that came up, and then there was, like, 30 Beyoncés. I was like, oh, hell yeah. And then these bitches come flying up off the stage. I thought it was great. I thought they were, like, dancing. The outfit was amazing. I mean, I really just thought the production value was... As a producer, I was appreciating the lights. I was appreciating the band. I was appreciating the girl with the guitar, and, like, shit was flying out of it. I thought Beyonce's hair was going to catch on fire like Michael Jackson.
I know. Me too. I was like, bitch, don't get too close. Your hair looks good.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, to save you, Beyonce. Like, I was worried. I mean, it was great.
Well, that trick with the guitar, it threw me off for a minute because she had, like, this crazy-ass hair. I was like, is that Slash? Oh, no, wait, it's a chick. Like, wait a minute, what happened? And then the fire started coming, and I was like, oh, no, Beyonce, move away. Move away from the fire.
You know that Indian hair. That Indian hair is very flammable. You have to stay clear of the flames.
Well, I'm telling you.
We
ain't got
Karen,
no time for that.
You know, Kim Kimble is up there in L.A. You can check her out. That's that Kim Kimble custom blend on her hair. What's her name? Kardashian. The Kardashians use her, too. That's her custom blend hair. So you can make that your own.
Damn, bitch.
Well, there you go, Karen.
That damn Beyonce. That damn Beyonce. Yeah, that's probably like $1 million. We got to sell the radio show and the reality show if I can go see her.
We'll take up a collection. We'll start a freaking. Let's get Karen a new weave.
We'll do an Indiegogo campaign.
Indiegogo. Karen needs a new weave.
Karen needs a Beyonce weave. Not a new weave, a Beyonce weave.
That's true. The Beyonce weave. Oh, hell.
Oh, man.
But, okay. So just to make my point clear, since you're saying that Lady Gaga scares you, and I know you like Pink. Okay, so my comparison would be Pink and the award show that she recently did on the song Try, where she did that performance. That to me wowed me. Okay, so
no,
that's
I
just
agree.
Where I'm coming from. That's
I think he was amazing. And, like, Jeff and I had a huge argument, like I said on the last show. And he was like, I would have rather seen Pink there. And I was like, but Pink isn't, she hasn't sold the record that she's not, I love Pink, don't get me wrong, but she's not on the level. Like, people who listen to classical music know who the hell Beyonce is. People who listen to rock and roll, heavy metal, country, everybody knows who Beyonce is. Like, they know this chick. You know, I'm not going to take away from Pink, but her songs aren't commercial. Like, it's like sometimes they'll have these artists, and I'm like, really? Like, the people who watch Super Bowl, it's like they have to draw the crowd. Like, you have the Super Bowl, you've got the commercials, and you have the halftime show. It's three shows in one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the people who don't even give a shit about football watch strictly for the halftime show.
Yeah.
And that's true. I think she's a draw. I think she's on the level. She was at the right time in her career. You know, she announced her tour today that she's going on tour. Destiny's Child is releasing a new single. So it's perfect timing, perfect marketing. It's like the marketing machine of all machines that, you know, it just made so much sense. So
now,
I
did you watch the whole
upset.
Super Bowl?
I did. I'm a football. You know, I'm from Texas, so they raise us like boys. I'm into football.
Yep.
I love it. I breathe it. I mean, the Ravens, I was actually rooting for the Ravens. You know, I was rooting for the underdogs since my Dallas Cowboys weren't there and they suck so bad. You know, but it's okay.
So you're total, like, Friday Night Lights then, and Texas, football, it's
I'm
huge.
From Odessa, Texas. That's where Friday Night Lights came from. I'm like,
yeah.
So I'm hardcore Texan.
It's shot in Dallas. I mean, it's shot in Texas as well, so,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. See, that's one of my favorite shows, or was one of my favorite shows, now that it's not on the air anymore.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I thought it was a great show. And I'm not even a football fan, but, hey, I watch the show. But I do have to ask, since you guys did watch the rest of the Super Bowl, Alicia Keys, amazing, I thought.
No,
and
absolutely not. I completely disagree.
I just thought it was too much. Like, to me, I felt
like... It was not good.
You know what I do think? I think when you do the national anthem, you have to respect... You have to respect just the traditional way of doing it. You can't really play with that song too much because people don't like that. People don't want
they
you
don't.
To change it into things. And I felt like she told the line of doing just a little too much.
Of what?
It took away. It took away from
what
it.
What did she do?
I wasn't...
Say that last sentence again? She
told
the line. I
felt like she did
what?
Of doing a little too much, like, vocally. Like,
oh,
she
yeah.
Was just, like, I would feel like Alicia Keys suffers from the syndrome, like, almost like the Mariah Carey syndrome, and it's like the Christina Aguilera syndrome, where, bitch, we know how to sing. You ain't got to do every single run in your arsenal in one song. Like, just get it there. Like, Whitney Houston never oversang. Like, Whitney Houston would take you on a journey. Like, she would give it to you, and then she'd explode. Like, it's like she was doing too much for me.
I have to say, you know, as someone who has studied it and learned it classically, and, you know, the country has a lot of respect for that song. They do not want. They don't want you to make it about them. It's written very difficult anyway. So if they ask you to sing it, it's because they already know you can hit the notes. You can't barely be able to sing and sing that. Rihanna will never sing the national anthem.
Let's play a God who does it.
Right. They're only going to ask somebody with a powerful voice to even sing it. So you don't have to get up there and do a lot of runs and riffs, make the damn song into a ballad. You ain't got to do that. Just get up there. Yeah, there is certain... There's a very limited amount of space for you to play with it without pissing everybody off. Because they're like, you're making the, quote, national anthem about you. It ain't about you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she sounded flat. I thought she sang it too slow. And I thought she was doing way too much. I thought it was, for me, it goes down in one of the worst national anthems I've ever heard. I'm serious, because I listened to them a lot. I mean, you know, and I thought, I was like, what the hell is she doing with that song? I didn't like
right.
It.
Well, what about Jennifer Hudson?
Oh, hello.
What about Jennifer Hudson with the kids from Sandy Hook? Were you guys crying? Because I was a little teary-eyed.
Oh, I was. Yeah. No, you know what was beautiful about that is that she honored the song. The kids started the song, and they did the whole first verse very traditionally. And then she was able to come in at the end and do her Jennifer Hudson thing, you know? So then mm-hmm. you took us on this journey. So it was like, for me, I like for you to stay true to America the Beautiful. It's a national classic. It's like, I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those songs you don't mess with.
I thought it was really nice.
I was about to cry because I was like, oh, there's that tragedy and she's that tragedy and oh, like I was just
I know. Girl, I was the same way, but I thought it was really, really nice for them to even invite the kids to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was very, very nice of them to do. And I thought that Jennifer Hudson did a great job in leading them.
She did do a good job. I agree with that.
I liked it. So did you guys watch Marmo? Any commercials?
Taco Bell Senior
yes.
commercial. That's the commercial. Oh, are we on the commercials or are we asking Norma what's going on?
Well, Karen had asked Norma what she thought. What happened was,
I tried to watch the Super Bowl.
Oh my God. Never mind.
You are so un-American, Norma.
You're fired, Norma. I always watch the Super Bowl just for the halftime and for the commercials. That's the only reason I watch football because I'm not into football. But I went to my cousin's house and his TV didn't end up working, so we ended up missing the whole.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, the dog.
We ended up missing the whole game.
I would have went to
game.
Best Buy.
I mean, you leave and you go to the next spot.
You got family in L.A., Norma. You just dip out.
I did, but it's because, it was a horrible day. We took like an hour trying to fix the TV and then we gave up. So then I came home and watched like YouTube. I did watch Beyonce because that's what I wanted to watch because of Destiny's Child. So that's why I came home to watch the YouTube and I watched a few of the commercials, which you guys might judge me, but I fell in love with the Fast Five commercial just because Michelle Rodriguez is coming back.
That's not a commercial. That's a trailer.
Well, I still watched it and I got excited for Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, my goodness. See, Norma, you're an abomination to Americans.
That's
all over.
Stay quiet. I miss the whole Super Bowl and everything.
Okay, moving right along. Yeah, the Taco Bell Senior Citizen commercial was amazing. Like, that was so funny. You know what I'm talking about? All the senior citizens, they snuck out of the nursing home.
The Taco Bell.
That was the best one to me.
The Taco Bell was pretty
funny. Well, there was a couple of commercials where I did giggle. Some of them I was just kind of like, it's okay. I did like the trailers for Iron Man 3. I like the franchise, so I was like, I love Robert Downey Jr. I think he's great, and I think he's hot. I have a little senior
citizen
crush on him.
He's not a senior citizen.
I know, but you guys were making fun of me last week when I said something about someone, and I was like, okay, I have senior citizen crushes, okay? Sorry.
Yeah, he's
hot. I have a crush on him, too.
And he is hot. He is hot. Like, I think a lot of people have a crush on him.
I think he's gorgeous. You know where I fell in love with him? Like, just, I was like, oh. I don't know if you guys ever saw a movie called Heart and Soul. And he was in it. And it was like where he would see there was a car accident when he was little, and then like these little spirits were like attached to him, but like these spirits like helped him grow up. Like it's a really cute movie. It's not scary at all. It's a total love story. It's hilarious because you know how Robert Downey Jr. is, like his face, his facial expressions, everything is just hilarious. And it's a really cute movie. And after that movie, I was like, oh, because I really hated
Weird
Science.
What's the name of it? What's the name of
Heart
it?
Heart and Souls.
What was that? I mean, when did that come out? 1908? I've never even heard of that. Like
1908?
Girl, I ain't that old. I'm just saying. Like, that Turner classic movies or what? Because I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, it was like probably early 90s. God, what's her face was in it, too?
You own that movie, so I could... bug you for it.
I actually do not own the movie. My aunt does. I could borrow it for you if that's going to make you feel better. And I'm looking up the movie right now. And it was 1993, Toya.
Okay.
93. 93. So, yeah, it was a cute movie. If you haven't seen it, see it. It's really cute. I liked it. Kira Sedgwick's in it, Tom Sizemore, Elizabeth Shue. That's like his love interest. Really cute.
Okay.
It's a cute movie. Don't laugh.
I want to borrow it.
Well, you know why? Because, like, I always thought, like, Weird Science, I hated him because he was such a dick, but, like, obviously he was a good actor. Obviously, because I thought he
obviously.
Was a dick. But then I saw this movie, and I was like, aw. And then it was all the weird drug stuff, and then he kind of just went all over the place, and then he picked up himself in the career and got back on track, so.
And now he's Iron Man.
I know. I think he's doing such a great job with Iron Man, with Sherlock Holmes. Like, he's definitely brought it. And Johnny is bringing up some great points in the chat room, and that was the Star Trek trailer. That was also really, really good. I'm not a big Trekkie. I'm more of, like, Star Wars. That's, like, what I grew up with in my household. I had two brothers. But Star Trek definitely looks pretty freaking awesome. I'm not going to lie. So, yes. Do you guys watch any of the Star Trek or Star Wars? No?
I don't.
Toya?
I have a friend that's into Star Wars, and she's actually making me go to some Star Wars pinup thing this Friday. So that, I feel, is going to be interesting.
Toya, did you ever grow up watching any of those?
Yeah, kind of. You know, my brother was really into it, so I would kind of walk by. I wasn't into it, but I do like the movie, like this latest series that's out in the movies. I do like it, so I will be going to see the next movie for sure. Absolutely for sure.
Okay, awesome. And, you know, since we're talking about space, I have to bring this up. I don't know if you guys know or have heard, but Friday, February 15th, there's going to be an asteroid, and they've named it DA-14. And this asteroid is twice the size of the moon, you guys, twice the size of the moon. And it's going to be passing by Earth so flipping close. They said it was like 17,000 miles or kilometers or some shit. It's basically, it's flying a lot closer than most of our satellites. Our satellites don't even fly that closely. So I'm talking about, like, this is like some weird, you know, movie type where you're just like, oh, my God, is it going to hit? Is it going to hit? No, it's not. But I'm going to be in one of those nerds.
I read about that. I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. But they say it's not going to hit, although I don't think they would tell us if it was.
No.
Because it's nothing we can do. Like, where are we going to go? Like, oh, let's go to Venus until it passes. There's nowhere to go. But
no.
The quote they say, we're good. Like, so, yeah, don't, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe buy some waters and some nuts and some canned goods. I don't know. I don't know what happens. If you die instantly,
well,
if you have a few days, but it is close.
Yeah.
You said it's
going to
be
February 15th, Friday, and they said that if you have a telescope, you'll be able to see it clear as day as it passes by, and it's going to be traveling pretty fast, but, you know, for a couple of minutes, you will be able to see it. I'm not exactly sure, like, obviously, everybody in different time zones is going to have to check out what time it's going to pass by them, but... yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. My only concern is the moon has a gravitational pull, right? And it makes the tides go up and go down. What is this thing going to do?
Interesting.
Twice the size of the moon. What is the gravitational pull going to be when it passes by? I mean, is it going to create some sort of a, like, typhoon or something? Like, I'm a little scared.
I don't know, but I think that everybody should donate at least $1 to a charity that I will post in the chat room shortly. It will be a fund to help people who are affected by this. I will make sure the money gets to the right places. So I'm going to post that shortly. You know, it's really important that you donate. That's all I'm going to say about that. But you'll be fine if you donate. If you don't, I don't
I'm
know.
Sorry. Patoya, what's the name of this charity?
Well, you know, it's not sanctioned by the government, so I don't want to say the name. But I do plan to post it, and I'll put on there, like I said on the radio. So I'll post it, but I will not say it, Daisy. But it's important for your life if you don't do this. I don't know if you'll live to see Saturday. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to help you.
Oh,
like,
girl.
Help
well,
me help you.
All I'm saying is if that charity can donate a couple of bucks, maybe I can ship you some of those maple bacon cupcakes that they have out here.
Oh my God.
And the Minibox, FedEx them to your ass. I'm just saying.
Bacon.
I sent you the link.
You do.
Norma,
I sent you the link. It's on my
board. Oh, goodness.
Board. Like, that's one of my goals for 2013. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of stuff I drink.
Oh, goodness. I didn't tell Norma this, but Norma, you know how we were talking about bacon, because Toya is obsessed with bacon and you're obsessed with cupcakes, and I had brought up the whole, they have maple bacon cupcakes, you know, down the street from me. So
right.
I sent her the link, and they have now started the breakfast cupcake, which consists of, you guessed it, it's
bacon.
Chicken and maple syrup. No, it's fried chicken.
Oh.
Like, there's, like, pieces of fried little chicken and
that?
Maple.
Isn't that
it is so,
breakfast?
Yeah, it's, like, the breakfast one. It is amazing. I went the other day, and they have, like, little mini cupcakes, you know, when you just want the little small ones. And I had one because I was just kind of like, well, you know, I've been to Roscoe's. I've had chicken and waffles. It tastes good. You know, what's the difference? It's in a cupcake, you know? So I had the cupcake, and I was like, damn, this is good. It's bad. I mean, I think
Man. It's
so close now. I know, girl.
Those little bitty cupcakes are for wimps. Like, if you're really a G, you go in and you get the big one. You ride or die. I mean, I'm just saying.
Girl,
don't get me that
have you
stuff.
Seen the
I'm
size
wondering.
Of my ass? It does not need to get any bigger, okay? Let me have my mini cupcake and not feel
I'll
that bad.
I'll get the mini ones, but to get different flavors. So I'll get like a stick.
Okay, now that's the plan.
Mini one.
I can get with that plan. If
oh,
it goes
hell.
Fatter at the end of the visit, then I can get with that. That's smart, Norma Nancy.
It's
Norma Nancy.
Because I know how to eat my cupcakes.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
So we're definitely... You know what, Toya, if you're in the chat room and you want to post the link to that cupcake thing, I'd be much obliged. But
okay.
Moving on to a really, really weird freaking story.
Wait. I just want to say, like, a part of the charity will have some of those cupcakes. So, I mean, I'm just saying, donate. There's something in it for everybody.
Hold on. Maybe I should say this. As part of the charity to get Toya some cupcakes, can you please donate so we can scan her skinny ass some cupcakes in wherever she's not supposed to be, because she's definitely in LA, wink wink,
yes.
And not in
yes.
Texas, wink wink.
No.
Okay.
You know what?
So
I'm going to have to talk to the supervisor about this, the whole, everything you just said. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm in L.A. I'm right now on Sunset, like, looking at people walk by. So you need to talk with you know. And
oh,
you need
yeah.
to donate to my charity. You need to start it off, Daisy.
Okay, well,
start
I'll
off.
Donate a cupcake in your name. With that being said... You guys, there's a weird fucking story today, and I have to bring it up because part of me is like, what the hell? There is a preschool, okay, in California. It's been, they've labeled it as rocked by a sex scandal. It's First Lutheran Church of Carson. This is in Carson, California. They're closing their doors officially, and they've been brought to, like, all these charges against them, improper teacher-child ratios, overall lack of supervision. Anyways, long story short, there was a four-year-old boy that was caught in a restroom with his pants down with a five-year-old girl
who was performing oral sex on him. Now,
yeah.
It's a 4- and 5-year-old, like, kid. And this is not the first time. And it sickens me. There's been 7 incidences with this young girl performing on 7 other little boys. Now, along with the what the fuck is going on, I want to know, like, shouldn't the school have notified the girl's parents, like, to begin with? And it has to be investigated. Like, from what I understand,
I thought they were claiming to not have known it was happening. Is that not true?
Well, no. How did they catch them? They caught
them in
the act.
Okay. And then when they caught them, you're saying they did not call the parents? Because what
Well, from what it is, from what I know, is that they initially, when they caught the first time, I'm assuming that the school did not call the proper authorities, because from what I understand, it's California law. When anything happens where it's some sort of a sexual act or, anything that has to do with any type of abuse, they have to report it. Now,
true.
And they investigate the parents, they investigate the little girl. You know, obviously, if they knew that this happened the first time, they would have been a little bit more cautious with her, I would say, or monitor her a little bit more closely. But it happened 7 other times. Like, when as a teacher do you go, okay, you're not allowed to go to the restroom by yourself, or, you know, the school say, okay, we need to have more supervision with the children. They cannot go to the restroom by themselves.
But how does
I don't know if, I mean, from everything I've read, yeah, it didn't say whether they did do something or not. So who knows if that's true or not true. And I don't know, maybe she knocked them out in the same day. Who knows? Either way, it's clear to me that a 5-year-old is not going to know how to do something like that unless, you know, I'm hoping nothing happened to her. But, I mean, it's pretty obvious somebody could possibly be being pretty sexual with her, too, for her to think that's okay. You know, I mean, it's sad, and I'm glad they closed, because clearly, I mean, they can't handle dealing with children and watching them and making sure these kinds of things don't happen. So, I mean, you know, we both know they closed because of all the lawsuits that are about to come. That was disturbing. It was like 5, and she just wrecking shop like this. But she learned it. I mean, you know, like, I learned it by watching
you. She learned it from
like
somewhere.
Somebody taught her that. Yeah, for sure.
Somebody
she didn't just
showed her.
Think that
well,
was okay.
You know, I was having this conversation with my husband because I was just like, you know, I don't know as a parent, like, if I had a child and that happened to them, like, how I would react. And it's just like, that little girl, obviously, she had to have seen it somewhere, or it was being they were making her do it. And it's sad, and you just kind of go, you know, well, what the hell's going on? And why weren't the proper authorities notified the first time? Why was it several times? Because, you know, one of the boys' fathers that is filing the lawsuit, he said that his 4-year-old son had, and I quote, often received oral sex at school from the young girl. So what categorizes as often? You know, there's 7 boys involved. You know, there's 7 kids involved. And if he's saying often, obviously it's more than once. And it's like, you know, where are the school officials? Is it their responsibility to be on top of these kids, you know, so to speak, and monitoring every little thing?
Well, to that point, he's also suing. And so who knows? You know, these are kids, too, repeating the story and don't even understand what's happening or why this little girl is doing this little thing to them. But, you know, so who knows how many times. One time is too many. Like, it's just crazy. I've never heard anything like that. But I think as a parent, if I'm her parent, we're going to go to the shrink's office immediately. We're going to spend a lot of time there because it's a problem. Like, why is she doing this?
Yeah.
There's something they don't know. That's not the norm for a kid to just haul off and just give 7 dudes oral sex. Like,
And she might have seen it more than once. That's why it's a question. She's not going to just see it once and then go and do the act.
Well, and you know what? Jesse, my husband, he brought up a good point because I was reading this article to him, and I was like, I can't believe this. And it's in Carson. Carson's not that far. And he's just like, you know, it's probably somebody that taught her to do that to them.
And
she's associating it with the feeling of being wanted or being loved. She thinks that, you know, in order to have a relationship or a closeness to that other child, whatever they may be, she feels that she has to do that because that's what she's been taught. And
that's what
like,
she's been taught. Yep, that's so true.
Yeah.
It's sad, but true. Yeah.
So I feel really bad, and I'm just like, ugh, I can't believe this. I hope that they really get to the bottom of it. And if it's somebody that has been abusing her, that they, like, get brought to justice and now. I can't stand child molesters or rapists. Like, that's one thing that I'm, like, pro the death penalty. I don't care if you come or if you go. You deserve it. That's my whole mentality. And I'm speaking from somebody that I actually was not a victim, luckily. I was able to run away from a situation of rape. And I fought my way out, and I did get away, and, you know, I know how hard it is, and that whole situation, to even be in it, it's awful. I can't even imagine, you know, what some people went through. And a lot of women, and especially women, little girls, they go through it a lot. You know, it's a friend of the family, or it's, you know, a family member, or someone that does it because they're fucking sick in the head.
Right. Absolutely. So, she should be in a lot of therapy. They need to be figuring out what's going on because you got to think, at that age, girls and boys are grossed out by each other. So somebody thought that this is okay and this is the way to make friends and this is the way to get people to like you and this is okay, this is normal. So she didn't just do that. You know, there's some bigger problems here.
It's definitely it's learned behavior, and I hope that they really do get to the bottom of it.
I hope she can't get removed from her house until they figure out if it's coming from the home or not.
Absolutely. Oh, I have no doubt that's going to happen now that it's all in the news. Yeah, she's probably gone now. I'm sure they got her.
Absolutely.
It needs
to happen. But going on to a lighter subject, since we're going to be wrapping up here pretty soon, boy bands. They're coming back in full force. New Kids on the Block are going on tour. 98 Degrees. Backstreet Boys. Fall Out Boy. Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, Norma, really? Do you?
I want to go.
Boyz II Men is playing at the Indian Casino, maybe like 45 minutes from me. Okay, Norma, we heard you. You want to go. Which one do you want to go see, Norma, and why?
All of them.
You want to go see all of them?
No, I really want to go see the Boyz II Men in the Morongo Casino. But I know that they're also playing with 98 Degrees and Backstreet Boys. I mean, not Backstreet Boys. New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, they are. But this is what I want to know. What happened to the other dude, the deep voice dude? Why isn't he not on any of these Boyz II Men tours? Like, what happened to him?
I don't know exactly. One of the members, he hasn't returned since. I think he left when they broke up. He left and he hasn't returned since then.
Yeah, I wonder why. I mean, because all he had to do was say, "Baby, I'm sorry. Please forgive me." You know what? Like, how hard is that job? All I gotta do, baby, I love you. Like, that's the best job. Like, why would you give that up? I don't understand what he's going to back for.
He
gave it up. What, and where are you? What are you doing? I don't understand. I'm just saying. I just got to say a couple of times, man, and I make a few hundred thousand. I mean, it sounds good to me.
Well, you know, maybe it's one of those things where he's just like, you know, he went to rehab and it's drugs and it's blah, blah, blah. Because normally when they never get back together, it's one of two reasons. One is one of the members is actually doing something substantially better. Justin Timberlake.
JT.
Sorry. NSYNC is not getting back together, Norma. Deal with it. I love them,
yeah,
too. I went to, six different concerts. Girl, trust me. But they're not getting back together. No, bye. I'm going to hang up on your ass right now.
No.
They might come back when Justin's like 50. They might do a reunion tour or something at 50 or 60.
Maybe. Justin doesn't need it. They all need it. You know, the rest of the band does, because they're not doing anything. I mean, Joey is what? He's like a host for some weird, the singing bee or something like that on NBC.
Hey, at least Chris, he's employed.
That's true. Chris Kirkpatrick, the one, the pineapple head, that's how I call him. He did a boy band, remember, with Rich Cronin, who died from LFO?
Aww.
I used to love him. I know.
I did.
Do you remember LFO?
I don't even know who that is. What was that song?
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Finch. I think it was bad one wish. But she's been gone since that summer. No?
I know the song.
No?
Yeah, I don't know who the hell LFO is.
Okay, well, think 2000, 99 to 2000, the huge boy bands, of course, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, LFO, and then, you know, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, all that shit. But they were like,
bitch.
I like that
so
song.
So LFO was big? They were big, like
No, they weren't that big. They were like 98 Degrees big. Like,
yeah,
they weren't that big either.
No, they were.
They did pretty good. I like them.
Yeah, it is what it is. Like, they weren't. 98 Degrees was nowhere near Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
Well, yeah, I mean, or Boys to Men for that matter. You know.
Oh yeah, of course. Boys to Men was bigger than all of them.
You're really looking for somebody to find out. And who's doing those parts now? Now, who's doing Bibby?
I'm sorry.
Who's doing that? Like, are they hiring? Should we post something?
No.
I mean,
see? Johnny even said Chinese food makes me sick. He knows LFO. Sorry. The chat room agrees with me. Thank you, Johnny.
Okay, here's another thing I'll do with the fund. I will find out what happened so we can see who. I'll find out what happened to the rogue boys men dude with the deep voice. I'll find that out, too. See, it's just a lot of benefits here. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, see, then that's your homework for next Monday. I'm going to ask you, Toya. Toya, did you find out what happened to
Baby? I've been loving you so long.
Guy.
I'm
going to...
Do it one more time.
Baby, I've been loving you so long.
Oh, you recorded it. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Yes. I'm fabulous. I know. I'm great, I know.
Yeah,
but moving on. Toya's about to throw something through the phone right now. I can feel those daggers being thrown my way. She's like, dumb bitch. Throws a fucking Chinese card at me. Oh,
no,
goodness.
I think you're very talented, and I think we should mention, you know, to Boys to Men that you might be available to fill that spot. You know?
For
I'm
sure.
Saying.
Let them know. Thank you. I try. What can I say? It was,
it could be,
you know, hours
featuring Daisy, you know?
I know. Mm-hmm. It takes just hours like, and hours upon nothing of practice to get that voice down.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I can tell. I mean, that's just rare talent.
Well, you know, I don't like to brag, but. Okay, so we have about a minute left. So I want everybody to know that we are going to have a fun-filled month for us. Hopefully we'll get a musical guest coming in pretty soon.
if they call me back. But who knows? I'm sure Toya will, of course, keep us plenty entertained. And we might possibly have some guys that are like the next Mark Zuckerbergs. They're bringing up the social media site, which is really cool. So I'm kind of excited to bring them on later on in the month. And we have 45 seconds. And remember to follow us at Uncensored Radio. And follow Toya Nash at
Miss Toya Nash, MSTOYANASH.
And Miss Norma De La Cruz at
Normita DLC at Twitter.
Okay. And me, you can follow me at Daisy Concept.